This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
The good is that you can watch us on YouTube, and you can pull us up basically anywhere at any given time and have access to the show.
It is so nice. Like, dude, I'll be honest. Like, every now and again, like, I'll throw, like, when I'm at home, like, yeah, I'll throw you and Nick just on the TV.
That's
like,
nice.
You ever do the YouTube on the TV where, like, you could just got you guys on the TV?
Love it. I also, were you telling me sometimes you live in the comments section?
Occasionally, you will see me in the comments.
Is it as your name, or yeah, do you have like a different name that you go into?
I'm not hiding behind. No, I don't care. No.
So Nick checks the YouTube comments. Nick Wilson, that is. He's never. What's your YouTube username?
Just
is
Nick
it anything?
Padone.
It is that he's never mentioned you being in there. So like, wouldn't that stand out?
I'll have to make more of a scene in there. Evidently,
I love that you're in there. I love that you go after people in there.
No, I just chime in on my thoughts on the show. Like, I just join the conversation of what you guys are talking about. I genuinely enjoy the conversation.
Okay, so you're just like, oh, good point, JP. Oh, hey, Nick, that's a good point right there. That's all it is.
Yeah, more like yeah, because like, dude, I see them in here arguing with each other, and like they're I don't even know what they're arguing. like unless you're in there 24/7, I'm not hip to what they're arguing about, so I just end up just taking part of the show more or less in the maybe I need to make myself more known.
Well, all caps lock seems to be the theme if you want to make yourself. Did I tell you so like last week or so? Yeah, it was early last week. Nick was off and Daryl was in, and this guy, instead of, you know how you can do like super chats that get you to the top of the feed or whatever it is, so you can just kind of go right at the front, this guy instead, he called up and then was like, and we took him on the air,
yeah,
right?
It's a player move.
And then, and he called up, and then he was like, he like subverted the whole line with the chat and was like, here's what they're arguing about in the chat, and here's why I'm going to tell all these people why they're wrong. I thought it's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
It is a good move. Like, and as somebody that has, you know, done shows on YouTube and that whole thing before, I've never had like that ability for somebody to do that. Like, he pulled the Trump card on the whole rest
of the
chat.
It's so great.
He was like, he found the hack. Like,
you want to make yourself the center of attention and also get as long as you want. Call in 216-474-0092. All right. So are you worried about the Browns potentially losing on Sunday?
I am, dude. Like, I'm genuinely, like, this feels like, because I feel like this has to be a bounce back game, and everybody knows that. But like, the fact that the Titans have this speedy returner stresses me out, because special teams are going to be under a magnifying glass, and that just means something bad is bound to happen.
Coach Riz already sent me a big long text. By the way, Coach Riz and myself will be on 10 o'clock to 1 after Nick and Jake Volnick in the pregame, and he sent me this big long text about the special teams for the Titans and how scared it is. I'll tell you this right now. I am not doing a special team show on Sunday in the pregame. I'm going to give Coach Riz like a solid 3 minutes to go through his problems and his worries when it comes to their special teams. I cannot focus. I hate focusing enough on our special teams. The idea that we got to focus on theirs is going to be exhausting to me.
Yeah, but like, dude, if you lose this game, I seriously believe by like transitive property, you are the worst team in the NFL. And okay. I don't want to be the worst team in the NFL. I want to win. I want to win so bad.
But like fourth worst now. What's the big difference?
Because there's just something extra embarrassing about it, especially knowing that I'm still not even going to have the number one overall pick. So not only am I going to be embarrassed on Sunday, I don't even get to have the luxury of knowing that I have something to look forward to in April, because that could still get taken away.
Okay, so the idea that should the Browns lose on Sunday is not even, it's a non-starter for yourself.
No, because like I've subscribed to that before where I'm like sitting there and I'm like, you know, hopefully they do lose this game for the number one overall pick, but that hasn't gotten me anything.
Yeah.
I once went through an era not too long ago where I had back-to-back number one overall picks, okay, but, and you know so, what but that it did, got me? Not a whole lot.
But it kind of did get you a lot though, because in those back-to-back number one overall picks, you got Myles Garrett, Baker Mayfield, Denzel Ward, and Nick Chubb. Like that was, that's a pretty good haul through two drafts.
It was, but what, like, I and I'm not trying to take anything away, like, beating
and David Njoku. David Njoku was in the back end of that too.
Beating Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh was like phenomenal. Having that happen in the postseason, like,
but
you,
I think about
you
that
can't
list,
rewrite
it's Myles
that.
Garrett, David Njoku, Denzel Ward, Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb. That is, how many of those guys?
And Jabril Peppers, which turned into Odell Beckham.
Well, again, you didn't hit on all of them, but like the whole point, like that did pay off. Like I get it. It didn't pay off in massive wins or anything like
right.
that.
Results.
It didn't pay off in a Super Bowl. I get it. We got one playoff win against the Steelers, and then you had a close game against the Chiefs to go to the AFC title game. I get it. The end results weren't there, but the results as far as dynamic players and guys we ended up using that not only we ended up paying $100+ million to is insane based off of those results.
For sure. And like you need talent on this roster. So you do need a good draft pick. I'm not arguing that, but like the poison ball and the losing culture, like that's what the culture is in Cleveland.
No,
right
I know,
now,
but
I guess
so.
And I'm sick of losing. Here's
where I have an interesting conundrum within myself, because I totally agree with you, and this is something that I've mentioned before. I've moved off of my own thoughts on this. I used to definitely be, you get to a point in the season, you lose, you get the best draft position possible, and you go from there. I'm not that guy anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not. I there's value in winning games, and there's value in the locker room in winning games, and the coaching staff, and I think once you get that cancer in there, that losing culture, I think it's so hard to eradicate, and that's a problem. So I find the value in that. I always make an exception when you think there's generational talents, though, in the draft. And so, like, if I really believe that there was one of those guys there, then I would make a different case. I don't believe that right now with this draft. Like,
right.
The Browns are much different, even not even just quarterbacks. Myles Garrett, if we won a game in 2016 that caused us getting Myles Garrett 2017 number one overall, this franchise is completely different without that player. And he was a bona fide and obvious number one overall pick in 2017.
And they still almost passed on him.
No, they didn't really even consider that. I was doing radio here every single day. That was not a real conversation. I don't know. At that point...
I hope...
You were in high school still. Come on, what are we doing here? There was no real conversation about any of that Mitch Trubisky nonsense. That wasn't really going to happen. They were always going to take him. But the point is that like there are enough players that you do it for. I don't see one in this draft.
I agree with that. And I also think like I agree with it. It makes more sense, in my opinion, to tank in the NBA, where one player truly can change everything. Where even let's pretend that Fernando Mendoza, like for one second, let's pretend that Fernando Mendoza was the same ilk of prospect that we were discussing Caleb Williams. Look at how bad Caleb Williams' rookie year was because he didn't have an offensive line. He didn't have wide
receivers. And Eberflus is an absolute idiot.
That didn't help anything on.
And that's part of the problem we have right now, too, is that like, if you draft somebody, do I trust any of these guys to get it right anyway? But like, it doesn't matter, though, because Caleb Williams this year is looking good at football. And Caleb Williams, when you have those type of players, I'm not even speaking Caleb. I'm speaking more, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, those guys that it was unquestionable.
Yeah.
This is the guy you get one every 5 years in this draft.
Yep.
I do it for those guys. I do. I would come up with the fun catchphrases. I would do everything. The march to arch, all these, the suck for luck. I would do all these things. I would if it meant at the end of that, we got that. That's not what is being asked of you guys this weekend, and that is not what is even being offered up for you guys this weekend.
Nope.
Potentially, the Browns with a loss this weekend would, yes, raise their odds of being a top five pick. You're still not going to get the number one overall pick, and in a draft that I don't think offers up a generational talent the way that we're talking about that appears at once every 5 years, or even like a Myles Garrett that might not be a quarterback but is destined for Canton the moment that they put on a jersey.
And even like Drake May was the number three overall pick.
Yeah, you know, third quarterback off the board.
And like, it signed me up for that. Like, if I could close my eyes right now and we go into a time machine to the 2024 NFL draft and I could sign a dotted line that says Drake May would be the quarterback of the Browns, sure, sign me up for that. So, like, I don't think you have to lose all of these games intentionally because you don't know. Like, Drake May was a bit of an unproven commodity. And sure, he had skills and he was obviously a big guy with a big arm, but, like, he went to UNC. You know, it wasn't like he was this, you know, Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence, can't miss type prospect. Like, I know, he had some questions.
But you still should be thinking about these things, though. It's not as if you just want to, hey, we'll let the chips fall where they may, and then we organize it all when we get there. I feel like that mentality might be too laissez-faire for myself. Like, oh, just play out the season, and then when we get to the draft spot, we can talk about it then. Like, you do have to do some forecasting.
I think I just have been lost so because I just want to win. I want to win so bad. It. Like, ever since Jarvis Landry gave that, like, it's contagious, bro, like, speech that he did, like, I want to so badly remove ourselves from being same old Browns. And this season, to me, has been a lot of same old Browns. Where I've got coaches, you know, saying that they publicly saying in press conferences they don't have enough talent. Wyatt Teller's mysteriously benched. Like, this all right now screams same old Browns. And I don't want Mason Graham to feel like he's on this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Same old Browns. I don't want Quinshon Judkins to think that he's on the same old Browns.
I'm hearing what you're saying. I don't know that a win against the Titans is going to fix that either.
No, it definitely doesn't. But it at least could let them believe that, like, okay, this is a feeling that we can have every now and again, and we need to work towards having these feelings come across more than once every blue moon. We need to become familiar with winning.
Okay, just to play devil's advocate a little bit here, though, that feeling is very fleeting.
We just lived through it. We had one really cool week where it was fun, and we got to not talk about firing Kevin Stefanski every day when you beat the Raiders, but now look at right where we're back, because they haven't been able to establish any semblance of consistent winning, and that's what I'm chasing. So if I'm chasing consistency, I at least got to start somewhere, and that's win the games you're supposed to, right?
Yes and no, because again, you're gonna go against the Bears next week, and then it's a 10-win Bears team that needs every win they possibly can because they're trying to get a one seed, and you're just gonna get run out the building, and then you're gonna take on a Bills team, and it's gonna go the very same way, and then you're gonna take on the Steelers, and like you see how the win just kind of it's very again I said
so
fleeting.
What's the solution
the right word.
Though? What's the solution then? Well, listen, just sit on our hands and be okay and just accept defeat and just accept
you
that we're horrible and we should all feel horrible for the situations that we find ourselves in.
You can't lose to the Titans. I think that's too embarrassing. I think it's the type of thing that you have to make sure you try to win this game. It is across the board too embarrassing not to, and you take the wins when you get them. But I also want to put in the proper perspective of I don't think a Titans game is all of a sudden going to cure this locker room if all of a sudden everything is great. Like, the cancer still exists in the locker room, okay? Like, if you're looking for the Titans to be your cure-all, to be the antibody that goes ahead and makes everything all right, to give you immunity to this, you got to look elsewhere because that's not happening. I think we all know that.
I just hope that if you could beat the Titans,
you're going to leave Week 18 against the Bengals, a dejected team anyway.
Probably.
You know that. I know that.
But I hope that like a win against the Titans lets the young players believe that that winning is something that can be done here. That like they don't have to follow.
But
are
they
going to
look at it that way?
If I'm Mason Graham, I'm going to win because I don't want to be Danny Shelton 2.0.
Is he really going to look at it that way after a 4-win season at the end of the year?
If I'm Quinshon Judkins, I want to win because I don't want to be Trent Richardson.
Okay, yeah, but
I don't want to move
your total from 3 to 4 wins though. Like the difference is we're not talking about them winning, a 4-game winning streak and all of a sudden having a burst to go into the postseason. We are talking about moving your season win total from 3 to 4 with the potential of maxing out at maybe 5 at the end of the year.
Right.
You know how Quinshon's going to look at this at the end of the season, regardless of a Titans win or not? He's going to look at it like we lost a lot of games.
Yeah, for sure. But the games that we did win, those are the feelings that we need to chase. Like the winning feeling is truly contagious. It's infectious. And I want this locker room to get that. I don't want them to have the same
old
stench.
It's not that contagious if we're just talking about them losing to the Bears and then losing to the Bills.
But who's to say that that would happen? Like, we're talking about a Jets team that turned their season around, but they've been able to win a couple games. They found a couple wins after they beat the Browns.
I want some of what you're smoking if you think we're going to win the Bears game.
I don't think we're going to win the Bears game.
I want to watch whatever's going on in your brain.
All I've seen is non-competitive football. If a win against the Titans leads me to at least have a puncher's chance against the Bears, sure, sign me up for that, because more than likely, if you lose against the Titans, you're going to get the door
blown
off.
You're going to have the same chance against the Bears whether you win the game or not against the Titans. The Titans don't move any of that. Beating the Titans is not beating a real football team in the sense of, oh, we did something, we accomplished something. Beating the Titans
is... So what
is,
are we arguing, though?
You're supposed
so then,
to
like,
just... It's
supposed,
like rolling out of the bed and saying, oh, I had a great day today. Like, no, that's everyone does that. Like that should be the expectation that you have when you open up the day. I rolled out of bed. I got out.
Right.
My feet hit the ground. Congratulations. I don't look at it as you're achieving some great big task by beating the Titans. And so I'm with you in a lot of steps. I think we're meeting each other halfway in a lot of areas. But I'm also not looking at this Titans game as if you get a win, all of a sudden, look aside. Here comes the Super Bowl. We got this all figured out. Like, you have so many areas that you have to get right and so many ways that even with a Titans win, you're still going to end up falling flat on your face. And I would promise you, a Titans win is not going to erase what happened with Wyatt Teller this week. It's not going to all of a sudden make Jerry Jeudy be a great player. It's not going to all of a sudden make all of these situations that have existed around the Browns clear up in the matter of one game. And so like it's hard. It's not easy. Football's not easy for a lot of reasons, but like I just don't look at this as some sort of cure all either. 216-474-0092. Eric in Akron. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Nick, I envy you, man. I really do. To be there. At 45. I've watched this team since 99. I used to think the same way, man. We got to win, we got to win, we got to win. And then I realized something. Out of all the quarterbacks the Browns have drafted since 99, we took two of them number one overall. That was Tim Couch and Baker Mayfield. And they were probably the two best quarterbacks we've had. In order to get that piece, you probably have to draft a quarterback high. Like, I forget the stat exactly, but something like 40-50% of Hall of Famers come from the top half
for sure.
Of the first round. So in order to achieve long-term success, we're going to have to suck for a while, and that includes losing to the Titans.
All right. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you. Not only that, like, if you like the quarterbacks across the NFL, franchise quarterbacks.
They're almost all first-round picks.
Yeah, it's Dak Prescott and Jalen Hurts, and I don't consider Brock Purdy that great. But, like, in my opinion, there's two. You have two franchise quarterbacks that were taken outside of the first round. A lot of it does happen in the first
round. And even like, I'll throw you Brock Purdy, but, like, that's an anomaly.
Yeah, like, and it's still, like in the majority of these, they just come in the first round.
Yeah, and like, okay, if Brock Purdy never met Kyle Shanahan, things probably look a little bit different for him, I have to imagine.
He might be selling insurance at this point.
Like if Kevin Stefanski was Brock
Purdy.
Right
there with Diego Pavia.
Yeah, I mean, Pavia and what Pavia and Purdy, you know, LLC Incorporated or whatever we want to call it.
Yeah, that's the law firm I want to go to. Although, I don't know. Hey, Brock Purdy might be able to sell some mean insurance, I'll tell you that. I would trust Brock Purdy with a lot more money than I'm willing to admit right now with you guys.
I would trust.
I feel like I would trust that man.
I feel like this is kind of a no-duh statement. Yeah. I'm trusting Brock Purdy with my money before I'm trusting Diego Pavia with my money.
The guy that says he's playing real-life Grand Theft Auto by living in Albuquerque? Yeah, I might do that as well. 216-474-0092. Continue with your phone calls. And then are Sagan versus Mendoza, are they playing for the Heisman this weekend? We'll get into Ohio State's big game tomorrow as well. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.